Welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us here on a Friday night on WBAL News Radio 1090. We'll get to the events of the day at Pimlico Racecourse and get you ready for tomorrow, but a special guest joins us to start off the program tonight. You know him as one of the great sports casting journalists of our time, and he joins us right now. Roy Firestone is with us. Roy, how are you?
I'm great, Brett. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well, and so much to get into. You're in town to celebrate the events of the week here in Baltimore, one of our classic spring weekends, baseball at Camden Yards, and, of course, horse racing at Pimlico. You love the Orioles, and we'll get into that in a moment, but does it ever get old for you coming to Baltimore and going to catch a game at the ballpark?
You know, people think that they get jaded because I've been in broadcasting almost 40 years. My first night, by the way, was Carlton Fisk's famous home run. That was my first. I was 21 years old, my first job ever on TV. That was the night. But I've been an Oriole fan since I'm 15 years old. I was bat boy as a kid. It never gets old for me. I go to every game. I sit there with, you know, biting my nails. I sit there in the front, right behind the dugout, and we sit there and watch. And we're going to watch every game till through Sunday. And I just loved it. I loved Camden Yards. I always have. I loved Memorial Stadium before that. I love the crowd. I love the walk-up, which a lot of teams don't have anything like a walk-up. Most people, Wrigley Field, Fenway, and Camden Yards are one of the few where you can just walk right up. And there's no parking like structures or anything like that. And I love that about Camden Yards. It never gets old. And Oriole baseball has been, thankfully, in recent years, hopefully this year too, successful. So it's fun to watch.
What has the Buck Showalter era meant to you in these last few years?
Competence.
It's a good place to start.
Those are two big ones. And also, here's something else. He's a guy who is a great face for the team. Nothing in any way against the Sam Perlazzos or the Dave Tremblys of the world. They're all fine people and baseball people. But Buck has a personality, and he has a signature. I mean, he was on ESPN as an analyst. He's been around with the Yankees. I shouldn't mention that name, of course. But we can mention the Yankees in passing here. But he was also with the Diamondbacks, Rangers. He has a big baseball presence. And he's a big personality, and he's beloved in this community. So I think that Buck Showalter, just in and above the fact he was manager of the year and a great manager, he's got a great face for the team and for the franchise. And so it's always win-win for anybody who loves the Orioles to see a manager in that position. Interestingly enough, I don't know if you look him in a certain angle, doesn't he physically resemble Earl a little bit?
When the hat is pulled down and he has a certain glare to him, he does resemble Earl Weaver.
He really does.
No question about it. Roy Firestone is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Quick story, Roy. I was visiting my sister-in-law in San Diego a couple of years ago, and we were driving up to see the Orioles play in Anaheim. And on my way there, as I always do, I'm listening to local radio, and I catch, I guess, what's Roger Lodge's afternoon show on the Angels' own big 50,000-watt AM station. And on that day a few years ago, you are filling in for Roger. It was such a treat because you talked so much Orioles baseball before an Angels game.
Oh, yeah. I remember doing that. I think I might have done some characters and some.
Yes, you did.
People may or may not know that I perform all over the country. I've done a lot of shows here in Baltimore. I do Las Vegas and everything. In addition to my broadcasting in Los Angeles on TV, I do shows all over the country. And I was on Roger Lodge's show and hosted it. And I'd call in as myself, but as a character. I'd have, you know, Robert De Niro talking to me. You know, I'd have Jimmy Stewart. I'm an Oriole fan when I was 75, or whatever I would. But I do all the celebrities calling in. It would be a lot of fun. So, yeah, I love doing that show. And when the Orioles come to Anaheim, and ironically Anaheim comes to the Orioles today, I'm always there. So I love it.
Yeah, that was really fun to hear, about 3,000 miles away from home for us. I do want to ask you a few ESPN questions. I don't know if you've been following the Bill Simmons thing, and I don't know if you have a relationship with Bill.
Very much so. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I know a whole bunch about it.
A big fan of his and his work, and I think it's interesting. If you look at the show up close, okay, and to me, that is really what we should shoot for and strive for, not so much the talking heads opinion thing, and there's a time and place for that certainly, but really long form interviews, which have I think gotten hot.
You're preaching to the choir here. Let me say this. First of all, Bill Simmons is a great talent. He's a great writer. He's a good analyst of the game. He's for the new millennium, he's got a great asset. I thought he was a great asset to ESPN. But a lot of people, and it's not a knock on Bill or Keith Olbermann, but a lot of people have a little bit of authority issues. They challenge authority And I'm not saying that I haven't challenged authority here and there in commentaries, but Bill does it publicly. And so did the Olbermann, and so did Jim Rome, and people like it. And it works for them. It's fine for them. It doesn't work for me in the sense that it doesn't mean I'm a coward and don't want to take on real issues. It's just that there's a company line. There's a corporate line that you have to follow. These people are in business with the NFL. You can't call the commissioner a liar, and then after he's been warned not to do it again, they does it again, more or less. And Bill Simmons is going to land on his feet. He's a very talented guy. They're paying him $5 million a year for the next several years. So, you know, he was making a lot of money there. And I'm not saying that he had to cow down to anybody, but there's discreet ways to say the commissioner, I don't agree with the commissioner. I think the commissioner knew more than you don't call the guy a liar. It doesn't make it. A blogger could do it, but not a broadcaster who represents ESPN. That's point number one.
Yeah.
Point number two is long form interviews. I don't even use the word long form because it sounds boring.
Yeah, it does sound boring, doesn't it? Yeah.
Use the word in depth, reflective, human, people where they have a chance to stretch out and talk about who they are instead of getting it on a soundbite or somebody loses their temper in a press conference and that's all you see of a human being. And I think that, it may sound self-serving, but I love doing it. I loved interviewing, and I did it for 20-plus years, would love to do it again. ESPN moved away from that. Now it's guys with buzzers and bells and yelling across the table and not trying to out-talk somebody. And I think there's still room for that. And there's room for in-depth interviewing where people can reflect on their lives. Even if it was once a week on a Sunday night, I'd love to do a show like that. I miss it terribly. I'm not going to lie to you. But, I mean, we did 5,000 shows, and we had people talking not just about their sport, but their life, their reflections, even what happened in Baltimore, to have an Adam Jones to talk about what it's like in America growing up as an African-American kid in depth, not for a soundbite, but for in-depth reflections. I think we're missing that in sports, and we're missing, and here's the key word, our humanity. I think we've lost a sense of humanity because there's a whole blog mentality of watching sports now. People are angry. People want, you know, quick fixes on things, quick takes. Don't suck. What was the Jim Rome's line? Give me a take and don't suck. I mean, that's not what I was about. And again, not a knock on Jim, but it's just not my style. And I think there's room for both. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen in the industry, but I do believe that I like to think that my show brought that. It brought a perspective, and a lot of my stuff's on YouTube, and people can see it. But, I mean, interviewing everyone from Richard Nixon to Tom Hanks about sports was fun, too, and reflecting. And I missed that. I missed the landscape of that. And I'd like to do it again someday.
Well, I want to pick it up right there when we come back here. We're talking to Roy Firestone on WBAL News Radio 1090.